is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 36 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back in to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Our First Advantage hotline is 888-530-0043. If you guys want to weigh in on the latest conference realignment news, waiting to see what's going to happen with the Pac-12, what's going to happen specifically with the Colorado Buffaloes. What does this mean for the Mountain West Conference? What does this mean for Colorado State? We dabbled a little bit with it last week with Kevin. But, of course, this is just an ever-changing situation. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. Kevin Lytle joining me from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my man, I know you have been busting into all of this news because, really, what happens in the Pac-12 does have kind of an impact on CSU one way or the other.
Yeah, whatever is next for the Pac-12 is going to have ramifications for the Mountain West and Colorado State, kind of no matter what it is. If the Pac-12 is able to, you know, stabilize and, you know, keep Oregon and Washington and, you know, those four other schools that are reportedly talking Big 12, well, then the Pac-12 will probably come for the Mountain West and pick off a couple teams. Whereas, you know, if the reverse happens and, you know, a bunch of the Pac-12 teams, you know, go find new homes in the Big 12 or wherever else, well, then the Pac-12 might just dissolve and the Mountain West could, you know, pluck a couple leftovers, you know, Washington State, Oregon State, maybe a Cal, that type of thing. So one way or another, no matter what really happens with the Pac-12, I think it's going to impact the Mountain West.
Kevin, when we talk about this, you know, a lot of Rams fans will bring up winning percentages and, hey, here's why the Buffs shouldn't go anywhere, the Rams should go everywhere. We all know at this point it's about money, right? So anytime the conference looks at bringing in a new team, they have to essentially split some of that pie up. So they're thinking, can you bring enough money to justify any kind of a split? And when you look at the teams like you just mentioned, Oregon State, Washington State, Cal, those teams being in a Power 5 conference for a while now, don't you think that one, two, maybe even three would be able to add to that bottom line essentially in the Mountain West Conference?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't turn into, you know, the best conference in the country or anything, but those teams would, or schools would, enhance the Mountain West overall. So you wouldn't be picking off the best of the Pac-12, but they're solid programs that have some history, some, you know, some name recognition. So it certainly would be a good addition for the Mountain West if you could keep what you have and then, yeah, maybe add a couple of those. That, you know, that would be a very solid conference and frankly the best conference in the West if that means the Pac-12 has just disappeared.
If the Pac-12's gone and let's just say perfect scenario, those teams you mentioned go into the conference, do we call the Mountain West a Power 5?
Well,
or Power 4?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sort of peripherally, and I could even see, you know, because there's some, some of the, I guess, contractual stuff, if you will, with the college football playoff. You know, the Power 5s have, you know, the entrance into the playoff. So, you know, we're talking, you know, we're kind of jumping steps here, but if that happened, would you basically call the Mountain West the Pac-12 or Pac whatever because they have the entrance into the college football playoff? I don't know. Like I say, that's jumping several steps, and we're kind of eliminating a lot of very big decisions in the middle there. But, you know, that could be in the mix. But either way, as far as, you know, fan, you know, view of it, yeah, I think it would be, you know, depending on what the other moves are, it would certainly be above the AAC. And if the ACC is getting poached, you know, it could go above that as well. So, that, you know, it'd be a solid league for sure.
Yeah, and that's the thing when you look at this. It's just so all over the place. It does feel, I think we've used the term the Wild Wild West. Kevin, I wanted to pick your brain. You've covered college football for years now, everywhere. I know primarily you focus CSU Mountain West, but you dabble in all of it. You're all over the place with this. College football has always been bizarre to me growing up because, you know, you look at the pro sports and it's bam, this is what it is. You are the AFC. You are the AFC West. You have your playoffs. You win, you get in. That's how this thing works. Do you think that we would be better served, and I don't even know how you get to the details of this, but if you have some kind of college football czar that is like the Roger Goodell of the NCAA, I mean, I know Mark Hammer, whatever, but the conferences do whatever the hell they want. The colleges do whatever the hell they want. They're really, there's some regulation, sure, but for the most part, they can jump ship and all of this. You know, Notre Dame isn't even in a conference. That's always been bizarre to me. Do you think that we start to see college lock down a little more, or are they looking at this going, we kind of like it? The top earners are going out and finding ways to earn more.
Yeah, I think we're going to just keep seeing the consolidation. I do think it seems to me like college football is going to break away from the NCAA.
Yeah.
You know, because right now the college football playoff is separate from the NCAA. So the NCAA doesn't even run its own championship
which is so
in the sport.
Bizarre.
Yeah, which is wild. So you've kind of already made the biggest move. And so now I think in due time, I don't know exactly what that timeline looks like, but I think we're going to see a near future where college football is under the CFP umbrella, you know, and the CFP runs it. But even if that happens, they're not going to be looking out for the little guy. I'm just going to say that, the consolidation of power, I think, will just continue either way. So, you know, from that standpoint, I'm not sure much will change. But yeah, it is kind of funky how everything moves. Now, you know, unofficially, we know the TV, you know, partners are driving a lot of this, so that's where, you know, there kind of just is no regulation, no rules. It's sort of just, you know, everyone for themselves. That's why, you know, talk of all these alliances is kind of funny to me. I mean, you know, the Pac-12 obviously kind of had the alliance with the Big Ten, and then the Big Ten stabbed them right in the back. So
yeah, what does that even mean?
Yeah, exactly. All this talk of the Pac-12 and the ACC forming, you know, a loose agreement kind of just makes me chuckle. You know, it might be a life vest for each of them to hold on to right now. But as soon as one or the other, you know, has a chance to do something to better themselves, if it means, you know, drown the other one, they'll do it. They don't care. So these loose alliances are pretty hilarious to me.
It reminds me of the WWF, man, or WWE, whatever. It's like, we formed an alliance, and then the dude turns his back, and it's like, no, Hulk slam. That's totally what I'm picturing right now with all of this college football stuff. It's just absolutely crazy. Now, this is what's nuts to me. Way down the road, or maybe not way down the road, if we ultimately do break away, or certain... if the SEC and the Big Ten break away and just become their own thing, and you have maybe, I don't know, 20 teams per, and they break up in divisions like you see in the NFL, and then they're playing for the college football playoff, do you see a world where it's those guys, then you have a college football playoff regime, and then there's just what we have now with the Mountain Wests of the world and such, where it's they're playing in the bowl season again. We kind of go back to that. Do you see any kind of almost separation where it's college football playoff division, and then there's the rest of the conferences that stayed alive? They're just in the FBS, and then obviously down the line it goes. Do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that I've kind of batted around in my head for a while, and I don't think so, certainly not immediately, but I could see it where, like you say, you know, the way it's going right now, it looks like you're going to have a big three. You're going to have the Big Ten and SEC are going to be the real big dogs, and then Big 12 will be third, but they'll be big enough that the SEC and Big Ten would probably let them play ball. So, yeah, I could see them, you know, being, like you say, the CFP division or whatever, and they play for their own championship. And then you get, you know, the Mountain West, the AAC, and, you know, and kind of whatever's left play in, you know, FBS and play for their own championship there, and you still have your FCS. I don't necessarily think or guarantee it's going to happen, but I could see a path to it, certainly.
Well, and I think we talked about this last week, that all the stuff we're discussing, it doesn't hurt if CSU just says, you know what, screw everything else, let's go out and win football games. Because at the end of the day, we're talking money and all that stuff, but if you can put together a strong resume, if nothing is decided before the start of the season with the rest of this, maybe we take a pause from it for a moment. Having a winning record and generating some popularity, if you can start filling up Canvas Stadium a little bit, compared to your connection with Denver, you could really start to build up a resume. So, I mean, if you're CSU, it's like, no matter what Craig Thompson does with the Mountain West, we have to put together a positive season and start getting people excited about this program. And they certainly are. They're certainly working on that.
Yep, 100%. I mean, I've said this for CSU. If you're CSU, you want this to go as slow as possible, which I don't think is likely, but you want to be able to start putting some proof together that you have fixed football because, yeah, we all, locally, I think we all agree it's going in the right direction, will become good. But, if you're a Pac-12 that's looking to expand, you want something beyond, hopes and dreams. You want some tangible proof. So yeah, for CSU, the slower it goes is probably the better so they can put some proof out there because, to be real, Frank, CSU has been passed by a lot of programs. In 2016, the Rams were right in the mix for the Big 12, before the Big 12 decided to not expand. And in the time since then, CSU is basically irrelevant. I mean, you have to search really, really hard to find them mentioned in any national coverage of potential expansion candidates, for whether it's the Big 12 or Pac-12.
Yeah, it was hot and heavy there for a while, wasn't it? Okay, Kevin, I loved your write-up to kind of going through different scenarios, and most of them, you just jump right in there. We're all talking about them. You kind of threw out one of these crazy ideas, which I love it. I think it's interesting. You talk about Gonzaga perhaps playing a role on the basketball side of things. Talk to us a little bit about that theory. You don't have to give us the full details because I want everybody to go read that.
Yep, this is my crazy theory that I've sort of had for quite a while, is if the Mountain West can kind of keep itself together the way it is and try and make a raid for Gonzaga and St. Mary's, bring them in the Mountain West, if you keep the league as it is and add those two teams, you have one heck of a basketball conference. And, yeah, I know, the money is all around football, but I would think the TV execs would be pretty excited for a basketball deal with that league, and you could maybe boost the bottom line of everyone. Obviously, there are a lot of hurdles. As of right now, I'm not sure there's any reason for Gonzaga to leave because they keep getting number one seeds in the West Coast, so I'm not sure they need to go. But man, especially if the Pac-12 were to dissolve and all of a sudden you could say, like, hey, let's make this by far the premier conference in the West, maybe you could sell that. Like I say, it's a little bit off the wall, but there are some reasons you could think it could happen. It was just a few years ago that it looked like Gonzaga was about to join the Mountain West. So they've had conversations before, and it could happen again. And holy cow, how fun would it be to have Gonzaga, St. Mary's, San Diego State, New Mexico, Colorado State, UNLV. How fun a basketball league, men's basketball league, would that be?
Yeah, it'd be a blast. And I love that outside of the box thinking, Kevin. That's the kind of thinking that's going to get us out of this weird mess that we're in when it comes to college sports.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the idea of USC and UCLA to the Big Ten, 2 weeks ago would have sounded insane. So take whatever you've always thought as impossible and couldn't happen, and throw it away and put everything on the table because that's where we're at now.
Kevin, my last one, it's a CU question. I know you threw up in your mouth a little bit there. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Will CU end up in the Big 12?
I'm leaning that way. I think most CU people basically haven't enjoyed the move to the Pac-12, both on-field success and, frankly, the money hasn't probably been what they expected. So I think that's where it's going. I think CU people would be on board for that, but Pac-12 obviously is making a push right now to try and keep the band together, but I'm leaning toward yes, 60-40, I guess I'll go now with CU to the Big 12.
That's interesting because our poll results right now are 57-42, so that's pretty good, Kevin.
Dang.
We had our boy Cody Tucker, him well, covering in Wyoming for 72-20. I like what he had to say because I'm like, what do you do if you're a Wyoming fan right now? Because the idea of moving conferences or whatever, that's not real. And Cody's just like, dude, Wyoming fans, they just hope that somehow, some way, no matter what, CSU and Wyoming stay together. So even though Wyoming hates Fort Collins, they really love them deep down. I mean, isn't that true?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of CSU fans, kind of chide CU saying, well, how dare you bail on us? But let's be real, CSU fans, I think, would bail on Wyoming in a heartbeat if the Pac-12 called. So that's where it all gets complicated. I mean, I think it's better for CSU and Wyoming to be playing each other every year and everything.
Yeah,
but,
I do too.
If the money calls, I think we know what CSU's answer would be.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's just nuts. Kevin, love getting you on to break into this. See, we don't even need to have a season to talk for, you know, 25 minutes with you, man.
It's a slow season, right?
Yeah. We have had so David Roddy news, Trey McBride stuff. Now this, we haven't even had to talk about, you know, an exciting Nico Medved-led basketball team or this new regime going on with Jay Norvell. That's, you know, we'll get to that. There's a lot going on, man.
August will be here soon enough.
Kevin, my man, we'll catch up with you soon. I know we got some stuff in the works with you guys again, so we'll be excited to get that and put something down on paper, and we'll be looking forward to August, man. August is going to be huge around here.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
All right, my man. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and 12:51 the time. Jade's is saying, dude, take a break, man. You are running my clock out again. All right, we'll take a short break. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, the Method Flow Products poll question is available at thewholeshow.com. We'll see you end up in the Big 12. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. It's Thursday. We're having fun. Jades, turn it up.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.